高兴又一次在同一时间同一频道再次见到你熟悉的面孔，再次见到我们熟悉的面孔 Hogan 和 William。
Hello, welcome to 洋话连篇。
Oh great, 第一次发的这么好的中文啊。
Well, you know why, don't you, Hogan?
我不知道。
My wife is Chinese.
啊，你结婚了。 Are you kidding me?
Don't you know, Hogan, that the best way to learn any foreign language is of course to marry someone who speaks the language that you are studying.
这是什么谬论吗？如果你想学一个新的语言的话，你一定要娶一个或者嫁给别人，那不可能的呀。
Hey, but before you can actually get married to someone, you must of course go on a date with them.
哎呀，那倒是真的，就是如果你想就是娶到一会儿嫁给谁的话，你一定要先从约会开始，对不对？
That's right. So what I'm going to do today, Hogan, if you don't mind, is I'm going to teach you some very useful ways to ask somebody out on a date.
I'd love to learn that.
Yeah, I'd like to see you go out on a date once in a
while. Wow, you can never see that. 你永远不会看到我和别人约会的时候，因为我从来不和男孩约会。
Oh, okay.So, what I'm going to do is we'll start with some easy kind of stuff.
好
Okay. And the best thing to do is just to approach a woman. Hopefully you already know her, of course. And you would say to her, are you doing anything tonight?
Wow, it's very gentle.
Oh, yes. Or are you doing anything this weekend?
哎呀呀呀，非常非常温柔的一种方式啊，问人家，小姐，你今天晚上做什么事情吗？有什么安排吗？有什么如果没有什么内容的话，我们就可以把你的那个后边的计划暴露给人家了。那么 ，Are you doing anything tonight?
That's right. Are you doing anything tonight?
Okay, 记住了吗
？Okay. Second one would be, if you're not busy tonight, would you like to go out with me?
If you're not busy tonight, would you go out with me tonight?
If you're not busy tonight, would you like to go out with me?
Would you like to go out with me?
That's right.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. The third one is.
好
Can we get together and go out sometime?
啊，这句好像和第二句差不多，都是要求别人出去的一句话。
Of course, they're all like that.
Can we what?
Get together and go out
sometime. Together. Okay, can we get together sometime? Or can we get together tomorrow or something?
Anytime, that's right. Anytime. All of these can be used to. Can we get together tomorrow? Can we get together tonight? Can we get together this weekend?
时间由你选哦，任何时间你只要有空啊，你可以就是充分的享受你的时间和你的女朋友在一起。Can we get together someday? Okay.
So these are very useful. So let's review these real quick so that way we can go back on.
没问题，我相信我们的观众都已经迫不及待要学会这三句话了。
Okay. The first one is, are you doing anything tonight?
Are you
weekend,
doing
tomorrow?
Oh, are you doing anything tonight? Okay.
Second one, if you're not busy tonight, would you like to go out with me?
第二句话就是，如果你今天晚上不忙的话，你愿不愿意和我一起出去 ？If you're not busy tonight, would you like to go out with me?
And the third one is, maybe we can get together sometime.
Yeah. 第三句话很简单，就是说我们能不能在一起啊？什么时候 ？Can we get together sometime?
That's right. Okay. So with these three sentences, Hogan, hopefully now you can go out and maybe meet some English-speaking girls and maybe.You will improve your English at a very rapid rate.
哎呀，如果我能够很幸运的话，和一个外国女孩子约会的话，那我当然学英语就没有问题了。
Yeah, I think so.
好吧。
Okay. So everyone, thank you for joining us again today, and hopefully we'll see you again next time.
好，我们下次再见。
Bye bye.
See you later.
本集语给大家准备的问题是：一，你早就想约会那位让你心仪已久的女孩，你鼓起勇气对她说的第一句话会是什么呢 ？A. Are you doing anything tonight? B. Let's go out.答案是 A. Are you doing anything tonight? 二。如果他说他晚上有空，其实正在暗示你说出下面一句话 ：A. It's great. B. If you are not busy tonight, would you like to go out with me? 答案是 B. If you are not busy tonight, would you like to go out with me? 三，如果他说晚上没有空，千万不能气馁。这时候你想说的也许是 A. Maybe we can get together sometime. B. Oh, it's a pity.答案是 A. Maybe we can get together sometime. 请跟着美语专家一起操练。
Are you doing anything tonight? Are you doing anything this weekend? Are you doing anything tomorrow?If you are not busy tonight, would you like to go out with me? Maybe we can get together sometime.